Okay, this is, let's see here. This is the meeting of February 16th, 2017 of the Pacifica National Board. Secretary, do you want to go ahead and take roll?
Well, the first item on the agenda...
I have a point of order.
Okay.
Roberts with a point of order.
What's your point of order, Serene?
Okay, so I understand that Directors Sharon Brown and Afia Wangaza have not been properly notified about the call. I'm wondering why that is.
Because at the last meeting, they were replaced by two other directors. And actually, I made a mistake. The next order of business on your agenda is to acknowledge the receipt of the teller's report.
I'm sorry, is that your ruling that they were not notified because they've been, quote, replaced?
At the last meeting, at the last meeting, David Beaton was seated, but at the last meeting of the local station board at KPFK, we received notice from the secretary and the chair at KPFK that Sharon Brown is no longer on the LSB there. And it's my ruling that that is a matter for the local station board at KPFK, and there's another meeting they've scheduled for, I believe, the 12th of March, and the Afia Wangaza situation is different.
Okay. I would like to challenge the ruling of the chair, but
challenge.
I need some clarification. I'm sorry. I need some clarification about something you just said.
Yes.
Okay. So if I understood you correctly, you are saying that Sharon Brown has been removed by her LSB. That's not the
no.
process for... I'm sorry.
That's,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Just
that's
repeat
not what
that for me. Okay, please.
According to the chair of the LSB, Sharon Brown is effectively resigned, is deemed to have resigned. And,
can you, I'm sorry, can
that.
You ask somebody to mute? Somebody's doing dishes or something.
Yes, please, everyone mute your phones if you're not speaking.
It's pound one.
But yes, that's the ruling, that everything that happened at the last meeting, I'm sorry, you weren't at the last meeting. We would have loved to have had you, but the situation with each of those directors is different, and that's your clarification on the Sherrod Brown matter.
Okay, so on the issue of...
And now Mansoor Sabah would
I'm
like
sorry,
to
wait.
Replace Sharon, if that helps to clarify.
Okay, no, it really doesn't, because the LSB has no role in determining who directors are. The Delegates Assembly has a role, and they voted in that manner back at the beginning of January. So I don't understand how a chair and a secretary can tell you of an LSB can tell you to undo something that the delegates did in assembly.
They can tell
this
me
is Aki, can I be on the stack?
They can tell me who's, yes, Aki, you're on the stack. They can tell me who is on the LSB of a station, whether any station can tell me who their delegates are. Aki, you're next.
I'm sorry. Wait. I have an inquiry, Jonathan.
Next.
Can you hear me?
Has this challenge been seconded?
A challenge
to... Ready? Why should I second?
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Excuse me, Jonathan?
Yes, Doreen.
Okay, thanks. So I am going to challenge, but I just want to be sure I understand. And the reason that people have decided, some people have decided, why wasn't Afia Wangaza given the proper notice of the meeting?
I'm sorry, these are two different matters.
Right, that's why I'm asking you about them, since you mentioned both, but you didn't give an explanation for Afia's
I speak to the KPFK.
Who's that?
This is Aki.
Aki, go ahead.
Okay, I included a report from KPFA.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jonathan.
Ms. Roberts, you've spoken, and Aki is going to help to clarify
and answer your question.
He's the secretary.
I'm asking you about a different matter. I heard what you said about Sharon Brown. I completely disagree with you, of course. I think you're violating the bylaws. But I'm asking you for an explanation with regard to AFIA. So I don't think this is the appropriate time for Mr. Tanaka to be talking about Ms. Brown.
Point of privilege, please. Point of privilege.
Mr. Campisi.
Yes, Bill Campisi asking for a point of privilege.
Mr. Campisi, you have the floor.
All right, thank you. Mr. Chairman, I request for the body that we just take up one matter at a time, so that if we're dealing with the matter of Sharon Brown, we deal with that first and then resolve that on the point of order, and then we request then that the body deal with the next matter rather than put all the matters together, I think. Improper. Thank you.
Thank you. That is exactly what I'm trying to do. Thank you very much. And we are still on the matter of Sharon Brown. If you wish to challenge the ruling of the chair on the Sharon Brown matter, Ms. Roberts,
point of order,
you may.
Point of order.
Jonathan, I can't hear you.
Point
Alex
of order,
is talking. What is
Alex
Alan?
Who has a
point of order?
Just a moment. One thing. Everyone,
you.
Just for a moment, everyone stop talking. Very important that you realize that I'm not used to everyone's voice, so before you speak, you definitely are going to have to tell me who you are and then wait to be recognized, because I'm not familiar with everyone's voice.
Point of clarification, please.
Someone
point
has
of order.
A point of
Alex
order there.
Steinberg, I had a point of order, please.
But I couldn't hear what you said, Jonathan, because
Alex
Steinberg, speaking.
Point of order.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was it that you didn't hear?
Point of order.
I don't know what I didn't hear.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You were
I apologize. We have to move on. Alex, what is your point of order?
Excuse me. This is Rhonda Gardner.
My point of order.
Okay.
Are you saying you want to deal
May
with?
I have the
you're
floor,
separating
please.
The questions that I'm asking you. Is that what
Mr.
you're saying?
I'm not separating anything. We will deal with each issue separately because they are separate issues. Period. Alex, what is your point of order?
My point of order is that we should not be conducting business yet until we have called the roll. I don't believe we have called the roll yet, have we?
No, we haven't. No. As a matter of fact, that's what we were getting to before we were interrupted.
Well, why don't we call the roll and then let's take the points of order?
Your point of order is taken. I think we should go on with the roll call.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Who is that?
Nancy.
I'm
challenging your ruling on this second point of order. Why did you take a second point of order in the middle of a point of order?
That's taken. I suggest that we vote on Serene's point of order and move along. Otherwise, this is going to clog up a lot of time, and that's not what we're going to do this evening.
What point of information is Diana Casnate?
Mm-hmm.
Andriana?
Yes, Mr. Chair, do I have the floor?
Yes, Adriana, you have the
floor. Okay, thank you. I'm so confused because I think that I heard Director Roberts talking about asking a specific question, but I'm receiving some strange things. Are the staff is in order to mute or challenge us or use whatever methods somebody called Beacon was advocating for? Because my phone is being, I'm calling and I'm being mute when I try to talk. Is that in effect already? Are the staff and volunteers using that to silence some of us?
I assure you, I don't have the power to mute you just yet. However,
point of
order. Order of business.
Point of order.
What is your point of order?
It is, first of all, it is a violation of the bylaws to mute anybody. We're all supposed to have equal access at all times.
Then,
so for you to make a statement that I don't have the point to mute you just yet is quite out of order, and you should call yourself out of order.
No one has the power to mute anyone here, and we're going to get back to the...
Oh, yes, sir. Apparently you're aspirational.
And I'm going to tell you exactly where we are.
I raised a point of order with regard to your behavior, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, point of order. Roll call hasn't been taken. Mansour's here.
I understand, and that's where we're going to go. I heard your point of order, Serene. And I
raised the point of order for Serene's behavior. Jesus.
I'm sorry, Jonathan. Somebody was shouting. I didn't hear your response.
What we're going to do is this. We're going to go and take the roll call. I heard your point of order. Your point of order will be recognized, but we're going to take roll call.
No, I'm talking about my point of order with regard to your comment just now to a BNB member.
She asked me, was her call being muted? I'm not muting her call.
That was not what you said.
I don't foresee any time in the future where I'll have the power of muting one's calls. And
my point of order is that
Jonathan, just go on.
Behavior will not be tolerated.
You can't do it.
Just keep going, Jonathan. Keep going.
Ms. Roberts, you no longer have the floor. Aki, will you please take roll?
So you will not rule on my point.
Aki, go ahead and proceed with the roll call. Aki, proceed with the roll call. Just ignore.
How many people are chairing here, Jonathan? I'm sorry. Somebody keeps shouting.
Okay.
Aki, take roll.
All right. So, Grace?
Here.
Okay. And Jonathan?
Here.
Alexander?
Okay. Here.
David Beeson? Here.
Sorry, can we say the last name?
Jim,
if you don't mind?
Jim Brown? Is Jim Brown here?
No, Aki, he was replaced.
He's replaced.
Oh, you've now replaced Jim Brown as well?
Why the weather?
Y'all are
Jim Brown?
Fun.
Jim Brown from WPFW? Bill Campisi?
Present.
Adriana Casanova?
Adriana Casanova is present. No, muy
Adriana Casanova. Okay. So, Bill Crozier?
Brown is present.
Bill Crozier is present. Okay.
Crozier's here.
Catherine Brown Davis?
Is present. Brown is here.
Who is he? I mean, Catherine Davis?
Jim Brown.
Jim Brown is here. Okay, thank you. And Catherine Davis? Catherine Davis? No, Catherine Davis? Okay. Benito Diaz, present. Okay, Rhonda Garner?
Present.
Okay, Jan Goodman?
Jan Goodman here.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
Okay. Ann Rolfer?
Here.
Okay. Robert Mark?
Present.
Okay. Serene Roberts?
Is present and objects to the madness that you guys are carrying on with.
Mansour Sabah?
Mansour Sabah, Hazar.
Okay. Nancy Soden? Nancy?
Present.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
Here.
Okay. And Aki is here. And Temba, you have to excuse me, Temba Tsibanda. Are you there? Temba?
Oh, did you call Temba Tsibanda?
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Okay, very good. And Andrea Turner?
Present.
And Mesquita Washington?
Present.
Okay. So I'm going to go back and say Catherine Davis? Okay. So we have 21 present to call.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Mr. Secretary, I noticed here on the agenda Well, first of all, let's take care of some quick housekeeping because I can see that everyone wants to talk. May I have volunteers for timekeepers?
I can be a volunteer, Mansur.
Thank you, Mansur.
I need another one. I need Mansur. You're going to do the speakers or the.
Either way, whatever you decide, that's fine. I can do whatever you want.
I'll still need another volunteer.
This is Itziar Langaj. I didn't hear my name called.
What is that?
This is Itziar Langaj. I did not hear my name called.
Okay. Well, that'll be, it's being challenged, so we can determine that as the meeting progresses.
Ms. Wangaza, I'm sorry, I don't know how you got the number. We'll figure that one out later. However, on January the 26th, the PNB voted to accept the alternate tally, and you were replaced by David Beaton.
Point of order.
I wanted to ask you to remove yourself from this call.
Point of order.
Next order of business.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
If we could just get
yes,
one
well,
more
this
time.
This is Sharon Brown. I did not hear my name called on the roll as well.
Can we get one
oh,
more
Sharon
time?
Brown on the call. Did not hear her name called.
Sharon Brown. Jonathan? Could
Sharon
I ask
Brown,
Sharon?
At the last meeting of the local station board in Los Angeles, you were informed that you were effectively resigned, as you were many times before. You are not seated on this board at this moment. Please remove yourself from the call and listen.
Point of order.
Yes, thank you.
Point of order, Robert.
Shireen, Ms. Roberts, what is your point of order?
Your statement was that on January 26th, the PNB voted to accept a, quote, alternate tally, that's a la Ms. Kellyanne, and that is not the case. One, there is no such thing as an alternate tally. Two, the 2016 PNB voted on the issue of affiliate directors as the bylaws require. The 2017 PNB does not have an opinion. And it is completely ridiculous for you guys to pretend that you can bring up some notion about an alternate tally to undo what the board lawfully did based on the bylaws. That's my point of order, that you're out of order.
That point of order is not well taken, Serene. Last
I challenge
Friday,
the ruling of
we
the chair.
Had a meeting.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Fine. If you challenge the ruling of the chair, we'll give the challenge 5 minutes. I'll take 2-4 and 2 against.
Point of order.
Nancy to the stack.
Point of order.
Just a moment. Nancy's to the stack. Ms. Serene, do you wish to speak for or against? I'm sorry, Ms. Roberts. I apologize.
Yeah, I don't care. My point of order is that you don't get to set a time limit on a point of order. You cannot limit it to 2 and 2. That's for procedural motions. So you certainly
don't have an unlimited amount of time here this evening. Despite
right, which is why we should get serious.
Mr. Chairman, this is Bill Campisi on a point of privilege.
Mr. Campisi, you have the floor.
Well, under Robert's Rules of Order, I believe we're all entitled to speak just once for 90 seconds. Anybody who wants to speak, just go down in alphabetical order. And for anybody who wants to speak, the chair gets the last word, and then we vote. That's how you run a point of order under Robert's rule.
I believe that Rhonda Garner and Nancy Sorden were on the stack already. However,
Alex on the stack, please.
Wait a second. Nancy, you wanted to speak either for or against this motion, right? For? I'm sorry, the ruling. Either for or against.
This is Serene with a question for you, please, Jonathan.
Could you just give me a moment while I get an answer from Nancy?
Well, no,
I'm trying to keep things orderly so we don't get too confused.
So
we can keep it orderly and
we
can conduct the business of the foundation instead of just arguing back and forth, Serene. And you've had a lot of chance to speak this evening, and I am certain that you will be recognized soon once again. But I'm just right now trying
to
get the order of the stack, if that's all right.
My question is about how the stack is determined. And what, and my point of order was that you don't have a right to set a time limit on it. So I think you should address that before you start calling on people, because the way in which you're planning to call on people is wrong. I think Campisi just offered you a better solution, although he can't determine the order, but, you know.
Okay, this is Grace. I'd like to make a motion to give this issue 10 minutes. That's a motion.
Wait a minute.
Okay, may I be recognized to make a motion for time?
Wait,
there's a stack of order and a point of information. I had a question.
So, Serene, before you speak again, Nancy Sorden, you wish to come to the stack to speak for or against. After that, it's Alice. Does someone else wish to speak for or against?
This is Serene.
Which way would
I'm
you
sorry,
like?
I'm sorry, I have a question. I have a question.
What is your question?
My question is, did you understand what either Bill Campisi or I said about how you conduct a challenge on a point of order?
Because Bill suggested that we go around the stack. As a matter of fact, Bill, why don't you go ahead and repeat it?
Well, Robert's rules, this is Bill Campisi, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Robert's rules of order provide a specific methodology for handling an appeal of a ruling on a point of order. The specific methodology is that everyone in the body may speak. It doesn't matter whether they speak for or against. There's no order. Best thing to do is just go in alphabetical order. If a person wants to speak, they have 90 seconds. They only get to speak once. It's possible it could take about 33 minutes. At 90 seconds times 21, it could take about a half an hour. But Robert's Rules of Order provides the procedure. So everyone has an opportunity to speak for 90 seconds. The chair may speak last. Then we go directly to a vote. There is no further debate. That's the process. I would recommend that you start at the top with Grace Aaron and you just work your way down, and someone wants, they don't have to speak.
Nancy Sorden, request for information.
Nancy, actually, you can ask your question, but after that, you have the floor, and you're at the top of the stack.
All right.
What is your question?
Are people allowed to make a motion during the debate of a point of order?
No.
Which chair are we
having? That was a lot of answers. Could you please not answer until you're recognized? No, we won't be making any motions. Well, I'm sorry. It's my understanding that, no, you can't make a motion at that time. Now, would you like to take your 90 seconds now? And we can move right along, and then we can vote on this, and then we can move to the next thing.
Yeah. Could you please repeat your ruling and the original point of order, your ruling, and I know it's challenged. Okay.
The point of order right now, Ms. Roberts was on Sharon Brown. Do you need me to elaborate?
No.
Okay,
was it
good.
I'm sorry. Point of personal privilege?
Yes.
Can you ask people to pound one? We don't need to know what they're doing.
Yes, I would love to everyone would mute their phones. Thank you. I ruled that the local station board determines whether or not the delegates there are delegates or not, and that Sharon Brown's not to be on this call. Serene, Ms. Roberts challenged my ruling. Right now, you're the first person on the stack as we go around to anyone else, because I'm sure everyone won't feel the need to speak on this topic, which is why in the interest of time I suggested just a few back and forth. That's how it'll turn out, I'm sure, anyway. You have 90 seconds.
Who has the floor? I'm sorry. Me? Nancy?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so Sharon was elected by the KPFA delegate as a director. And
KPFK.
A point of order. This is Grace. May I be recognized?
Grace. It's your point of order.
Okay.
Can you,
we were discussing the alternate tally of the that was voted in on January 26th, not the Sharon Brown issue. I don't believe we're dealing with both points of order at the same time. We're starting with
If I'm correct,
I was recognized. If I'm correct, we're just dealing with the situation of Afia Wangaza being replaced by Dave Beaton in this point of order.
Wow.
Point of,
right.
Point of information.
I got sidetracked because everyone keeps going back and forth.
I'm sorry. I thought
can be
Johnson
confusing.
Said Sharon.
Serene, that's a point of information.
Just a moment. No. This is getting out of hand. That's exactly what we're supposed to be on. That's the answer to Nancy Sorden's question, as a matter of fact.
Which was the question.
Nancy Sorden, your question was what we were ruling on, and I gave you the wrong answer. I apologize. You still have the floor.
Okay, please tell me the correct answer so that I can discuss it, debate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
My ruling was that we accepted the tally, including the WBAI directors, the alternate tally, as it's called. And that's how David Beaton was seated.
Okay, point of information.
Okay. Alex?
I'm sorry.
Does someone have a point of information? So
yes, Roberts, with a point of information.
What is?
Can you hear me, Mr. Chair, or I'm
yes,
mute already?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
I called on Serene.
Okay, so I raised the absence from the roll call of two people. And
right,
you then, okay,
Jonathan,
Johnson, Jonathan, let me get my question out. What's this?
Don't yell at me.
Oh, there's someone yelling, but I don't think it's me. But it
was you.
Okay, could you call that person to order?
I'm going to call you to order. Please don't yell at me.
You recognize me. I'm speaking.
And everyone,
trying to
no
be heard.
One here speak until you're called on. We move past the Sharon Brown situation. We are on and you know what? We've been on this call for 35 minutes, and you have spoken most of the time, Ms. Roberts.
But that's not true, Jonathan.
And this is what we went through for a whole year, and we're not going to tolerate that this year.
We did not resolve the issue.
Oh,
we did not resolve the issue. You said we were dealing with them separately.
The issue was resolved, and then you attempted
to put a five minute limit on it. And you were.
And then that was resolved. See how we can move right along.
And then you were corrected. But if we're dealing with them separately, we get to deal with them separately.
And I just told you what we're dealing with now.
We've not finished the Sharon Brown situation.
Oh yes, we are right now dealing with the affair.
You don't determine that.
I did determine that, Alex Steinberg. You have the
point of order.
No, you see, you'll keep doing this all night. I'm not going to let you obstruct this meeting all night. The Pacifica Foundation has business to conduct tonight.
That's
I'm trying
right.
to
That's
be as fair as I
that
can,
thing.
And I'm just perhaps getting my feet chairing a meeting, but
Thank
I'm
you.
Not going to let you obstruct this meeting all night, Ms. Roberts.
We're
and
good.
For the last time, I'm going to say this. Alex Steinberg, you have
please.
The floor, please speak. No one has the floor. Alex Steinberg, you have 90 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wish... May I speak, please? I wish
point
to...
Of information.
I wish
just
to,
a moment, Mr. Steinberg. Adriana, what is your point of order?
Mr. Chair, I'm totally confused at this point. Director Sorden asked me...
My goodness.
Pardon me?
Yeah. Well, this is one way...
Please repeat what you said.
On the staff, when the muting from the subway, somebody talk over me? I'm asking, sir, Director Sorden asked you, may I finish, sir, before you know, you think that you must have a crystal ball, but I don't know how, when you understand what I'm trying to say, if you don't listen to me. Mr. Chair, Director Sorden asked you what was the point of order and the challenge of your decision. You told us before something, now you change it after Ms. Aaron correct you. Can you tell us where we are, what challenge we are discussing, and are we dividing?
Yes, ma'am, I would love to. The challenge that we are discussing is the challenge on my ruling that we are accepted, as of the last meeting, the alternate tally. That is the answer to her question. Coincidentally, it is the answer to your question. And I apologize, Mr. Steinberg, you have the floor. And we will deal with the Sharon Brown issue when we have resolved this issue and this challenge. And if this becomes a problem, Mr. Steinberg, you have the floor.
Okay. I wish to agree with the ruling of the chair regarding the affiliate director's election. The fact of the matter was that the 2016 National Board was in a continuous breach of the bylaws the entire year, and they compounded that breach of the bylaws by not recognizing the election of the WBAI directors on two separate elections in December, both of which occurred before the affiliate director's election. And I don't want to go back to ancient history, which would have been the January meeting of the WBAI Delegates Assembly, in which we duly elected four directors to the foundation, none of which were recognized, and for some reason only one director who was not elected at that meeting was allowed to sit on the PNB for the remainder of the year. Anyway, so the continuing breach of the bylaws was that it was wrong to not allow WBI to have its duly elected directors, four directors sitting on the PNB to participate in that vote. So what the alternate tally did was it was a tally that counted those directors who were duly elected. And if there is a continual breach of the bylaws, that cannot be ended at any particular time. It requires a point of order and some kind of remedy until that breach of the bylaws has been corrected. And by recognizing the alternate tally for that affiliate director's election, that breach of the bylaws has finally been corrected, although I will say that nothing can correct the fact that for an entire year, WBAI was grossly underrepresented on a Pacifica National Board, and in all likelihood, none of the decisions made by the PNB in 2016 are valid. That's what I have to say. Thank you.
Nancy Sorden, the personal privilege.
First, I would like to remind everyone to mute their phones even when they feel like laughing. Ms. Sorden?
Yes. How come I haven't had my turn yet? I had made a point of a request for information, but I never got my turn on this challenge.
I thought you had a chance to speak.
No, because everybody was talking. I was waiting patiently for everyone to stop, whatever, till I could take my turn. And then you didn't call on me.
Ms. Sorden, you have 90 seconds.
Okay, thank you. Okay, what the 2016 PNB decision did was a decision of the 2016 PNB that you're going way back. I don't think, and that was a decision that was solid. And you can't use that as a means for invalidating the election at the end of the year, when there were other violations by the WBAI delegates to elect their directors. There were numerous violations of the bylaws that the WBAI delegates made to get, and they never followed the bylaws to get their directors elected. And that included in December, and they were not present for the election of the affiliates. And the affiliates were seated. They were recognized, and they were seated, and that was done by the 2016 election, according to the bylaws, that cannot be reversed. According to Robert's Rules of Order, that cannot be reversed by the 2017 PNB. It's done. It's gone. They were recognized. They were seated, and you are going completely against the bylaws, Robert's Rules of Order, and ultimately the California Corporation Code in reversing that decision.
We'd also like to speak to this matter.
Hi, this is Catherine.
Rhonda, hold on. Rhonda, I believe you were next on the stack, and who was that person that just spoke?
Catherine.
I just request to be on the stack.
That was okay. Fine.
And Benito to the set.
Who is that?
Benito.
Oh, Benito. Okay. Catherine, then Benito. Everyone mute your phones, please. There's a little background noise there. Go ahead, Catherine.
Thank you. First, I would like to say that the alternate tally is valid. It was created by the at the same time as the tally which seated affiliate directors. So they were issued at the same time by the same people. So it is indeed a valid tally. And even more importantly, this corrects an injustice, a wrong that was done by the 2016 PNB. In fact, the WBAI delegate representatives to the PNB was according to the guidelines, and this is an opportunity to correct an injustice in which the listeners and the members and the staff of WBAI had been disenfranchised from representation on this board, and the board acted against the bylaws, which state that there needs to be full representation on the PNB. And there were more than one election, and two of those elections occurred before the vote. And so I would argue that indeed the election of WBAI was valid, and it was a breach of justice and a breach of the bylaws to prevent the WBAI directors from participating on this board and participating in this election. And by accepting the alternate tally, it's a correction of that injustice and allowing for the people in the region of New York to be properly represented. And it also corrects that the duly elected directors to this board be allowed to participate in this important part of this work. So I absolutely support.
Thank you. Benito.
The chairs for his ruling.
Benito?
All right. So if certain members of the board feel that an injustice has been done, the purpose of the bylaws is to give, amongst other things, is to give folks a means to correct those injustices and a procedure by which to do it. not by, well, I'll just leave it at that for the moment. I would like the chair and anyone else who would like to explain to me how is it that you can correct an injustice by creating another one. And the new injustice of which I speak is the fact that...
Order, Mr. Chair.
Excuse me, I am speaking.
No, it's...
Is it Adriana Casney? Point of order?
Adriana, what is your point of order?
Mr. Chair, maybe something is wrong. Director Sorden was dropped from the call, and she's trying to use the code that she have, like all of us, and she's not able to come back to the call. It's another trick?
Okay.
The staff trick again?
I'm receiving the message as you're saying it. I don't know why. I'm sure if she calls back in, I just received the message from Otis saying that there was a problem. But I would like it if you did not accuse us or anyone of tricks. Especially
no, sir, we have it in an email. We have an email that all of us talking about possible things.
I'm sorry, Adriana, you still have the floor. Could you please repeat what you just said? Hello?
Sir, I said that we have a public email that was received by all the directors and people that are not directors about the possible tricks that can be used to silence some of us.
Bye. Can't help you there. Are you back on the call?
I have a question.
Director Sorden said that the code doesn't work anymore.
I sent Otis a text. He's working on it. He just alerted me that she dropped off the call.
Okay.
This is Serene.
Is that her? I'm sorry, I'm just trying to determine, is that her coming back on the line? Nancy, is that you back? No. Serene, what is your question?
Okay, so I know that the setup for this call is different than previous calls, because for the first time calling in, I got a recording that the leader hadn't activated the call. That's not usually a problem where we're stuck listening to music until somebody decides to let us onto the call. So I'm wondering if that's the same problem, the same setup that is causing Nancy difficulty rejoining the call. Will you promise to check and let us know what settings were installed for this meeting that weren't previously in effect, since it seems clear that something has changed?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, nothing has changed.
I didn't ask you to do it instantly, but it is clear it has. So I said, could you check? I didn't say answer now. You have no information now, clearly.
Oh, I have a lot of information now.
Allegedly.
Mr. Chair.
Ms. Roberts.
Director.
No, I'm speaking to Ms. Roberts.
It's the same problem.
It is my understanding that everything is the same. If something is different, I will be sure to let you know.
Yes, you're the one who promised to show up in a uniform we would recognize. Yay.
Okay.
Point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
I'm putting you on notice. Your behavior, laughing every time someone says something you don't like, making
what
jokes,
are you talking about?
The way you shout back and forth, this won't be tolerated.
I think
Ms. Castaneda has the floor, however. You do not have the floor, Ms. Roberts. Adriana has
Jonathan.
The floor. Thank
Go
you.
For it.
Mr. Chair, we have exactly the problem with Director Simba Shimanda. He cannot access the call. If I don't mistake, a meeting is not valid if all the directors cannot be on the call and communicate with each other. Please, sir, for me, it's not enough that you said that you will investigate.
I'm communicating with Otis right now. Does anyone else wish to speak on the topic?
Point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
Excuse me, but I have the floor.
You're going to have to state your name.
Benito.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think Adriana asked for you to do whatever possible to get the other folks back on the call. And I think that that takes precedence more before anything else. But if I am to continue, my argument is that...
Point of order. I'm sorry.
I believe your 90 seconds were up. Are you speaking about your earlier argument, sir?
What are you talking about? My 90 seconds were up. Various people have spoken. I would appreciate if you allowed me to finish my sentence before you interrupt.
Thought you were done.
Wow.
Well, now, if I'm speaking, I obviously have not finished. Can I finish?
You're not speaking now. It seemed to me that you were saying that we should make sure that everyone gets on the call. Is that correct?
Wait a minute. Anyway, can I finish my point?
You may finish your point, Mr. Deere.
Thank you.
Briefly.
So, what I was trying to get at, I don't know how many minutes ago, was that we can't correct an alleged or perceived wrong or injustice by creating another one. The bylaws clearly say that the PMB cannot elect itself. It has to be elected by this PMB has to elect the affiliate directors for next year. We cannot elect affiliate directors for this year.
I have a point of order, Ms. Aaron.
Would you please wait?
No, I will not wait. This is a point of order.
Mr. Diaz, you're speaking on the very same topic that you spoke on. Then you had a point of personal privilege, and you just continued what you were saying.
I did not have a point of personal privilege.
He's keeping the time.
Right. I've already said that Benito's time was up, but I was just letting him finish his thought. He was saying that he thought that everyone should be back in line, and I was agreeing with him, by the way. And I just checked with Otis, and there is nothing wrong with this system. If someone drops off of the call, and there's nothing different about this system. If someone drops off of the call, they can call right back. If they're having a problem getting in, we'll deal with that.
I will thank
Mr. Diaz for staying on topic, however. And Robert, Mark, you had a point of personal privilege?
I'd just like to say
point of order.
No, let him finish.
Because
this can go on all night. This is how we're going to get through meetings instead. Go ahead.
At the point it was reported members could not call in, I disconnected myself from this call and called right back in. Then I hit #4 and found that there were 24 people on this call. So the 22 legitimate members of this board and the two people who aren't legitimate, and I'm not saying who they are because we haven't had a vote, but that would account for 24 people. So reports that people aren't on this call seem to be untrue.
If not dilatory, thank you for your scientific endeavors. Does someone else wish to speak? And I'm going to take your point of order. But first, just to keep things in order, I would like to know if anyone else would like to speak on the matter that's on the table.
Mr. Chairman, this is Bill Campisi. May I be recognized?
To speak on this topic.
I want to speak on a point of privilege for the body.
This is Jim Brown. I want to speak on this topic.
And Serene, with a request for information.
Mr. Alexander, may I be recognized on a point of privilege, please?
Yes, Mr. Campisi.
Mr. Chairman, I believe it is improper to recognize points of order in the middle of a point of order. We have to do one point of order at a time. The reason that confusion arises is when you allow multiple points of order to be on the floor at the same time. Robert's rules of order require that you deal with one point of order at a time. If people have points of information or points of privilege, that's different. But you can't entertain multiple points of order at the same time. And I would ask you not to recognize anyone raising a point of order until we complete this point of order. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That is well taken.
I have a request.
Right now, Mr.
Robert.
Brown has the floor after Ms. Roberts' point of information.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, can you put me on the stack? Thank you.
Indeed.
Ileana Castney.
Ms. Roberts.
Okay. So, and I'm sorry to have to ask, when you say, does anyone want to speak on this point, can you remind us which one of the points we're on?
No, that's how we got so far afield. I actually did that, and you know very well we're on the, I'm sorry, we are on the topic of the alternate tally and the challenge to the ruling. We are going down to see if anyone else has to speak about it. That's why we're on Mr. Brown right now, and
okay.
That's the answer to your question, and Mr.
And
Brown.
And I'd like to join the staff. Thanks.
Mr. Brown?
Do I have the floor?
You have the floor.
Mr. Chair, I'm sure you recall that the three WBAI directors were challenged early in the year last year. It was taken to court, and the court threw it out. The judge threw it out on October 31, 2016.
Point of personal privilege, this is Rhonda Garner.
For anyone to bring it up.
Rhonda Garner, what is your point of personal privilege?
The case was not dismissed. It was
point of order.
That is not the point of order.
I'm going to have to rule you out of order. Ms. Garner, Mr. Brown, will you continue?
Please, thank you. We would just notified that we should not bring up points of order and all those kind of things just to stop someone from talking. That's not the way it's
that's,
done.
That's why I gave you the floor back, Mr. Brown.
Thank you. Wait until I finish and then I'll say what you have to say. And I'm saying that the judge threw it out on October 31st, 2016. So the court did not believe that the PNB made any egregious faulty moves.
Rhonda Garner for the SAC.
That's what I had to say.
Jonathan?
I'm sorry. Let me repeat what I said. When I was muted. Thank you, Mr. Brown. Ms. Garner, you have the floor after Adriana. Right now, Adriana, you have the floor.
I asked for the floor right after I asked for my point of information, but I'll wait until after Rhonda speaks.
Is it Adriana's turn or mine?
Yes. No, it's Adriana's turn.
Mr. Chair, may I ask, is Director Sorden and Director, before speaking, is Director Sorden and Director Shibanda are on the call?
Nancy is here.
Thank you.
Shibanda?
Director Shibanda?
Oh, Shibanda is here.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Rhonda?
Yes. It's not my
yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
I have the floor.
I apologize. I thought that was a question. No, you have 90 seconds.
Thank you. What we are missing here is according to the California Corporation Code, our bylaws and Robert Rule of Order, the decision of the board, any board, cannot be changed by the next board if it's some action that already been taken. Let me give an example. For example, if a contract, even if the previous board was wrong, that is not the case, because we have that obviously the court didn't agree that was anything wrong, but even in the case that anything is wrong, boards make wrong decisions frequently, but and can be reversed by the new board. The only problem that cannot be reversed was the legal action was taken after that. For example, in a contract, in the board write a wrong contract to somebody, the next board cannot nullify that contract because the previous board was wrong. That is not possible. Legally, it's not possible. And it's the same in the case of an election. The 2016 PMB make a decision, according to our bylaws, vote legally in affiliate directors, and the 2017 board cannot modify an election of a contract that the 2016 board already made. That's why it's not legal for 2017 board to change an action that was taken. And more than that, the same directors, you talked before and you said that they were eliminated in January 26th. I want to remind everybody that in February 14th, when we elect the officers, and you, Mr. Chair, are one of them, Director Sharon Brown and Director Efian Wangasa were part of the roster that vote. They were seated as directors. You cannot tell me that in January 26th we change it because we even make an action 2017 and you are a chair because of the vote of those directors included. That's it. Thank you.
Ms. Garner?
Hi. I believe that Ms. Casanave and Mr. Brown are incorrect when they say that the case was dismissed for no merit. It's my understanding that case was moved out of New York because the proper place for it to have been filed was in California. So I think it's a misconception to say that the judgment, he didn't make a judgment. He would say, you're in the wrong jurisdiction. You need to take this up in California. I would like to speak to WBAI. The initial breaking of the bylaws and the rules occurred in January of 2016 when the 2016 board voted to exclude WBAI with the exception of Serene Roberts. I agree with Catherine Davis that this is to correct an injustice. That was the original injustice because the bylaws clearly state that every station will have equal representation. Thank you.
Nancy Sorden, request for information.
What is your question?
Okay. Was it that they voted to exclude the WBAI directors, or was it that there were no WBAI directors elected that were recognized?
This is Mr. Cantisi. I request to be recognized for a point of privilege here.
I believe it was clear, Ms. Sorden. Mr. Campisi, what is your point of personal privilege?
Well, it's actually a point of privilege for the body. The question that was just asked is out of order. We're voting on, it's not germane. We're voting on the appeal, and that question is not germane to the appeal. We should just continue on.
Well taken. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak to the appeal?
Yeah, are you unable to hear me? Because this is the third time I'm asking. Can you hear me?
I can hear you quite well, Ms. Roberts. Do you have a question? I did not hear you do a request. Oh, you did ask to be on the stack.
Twice.
You're on the stack. You have 90 seconds, please.
Okay. However, if there's someone who has not yet spoken on the issue that wishes to speak first, I would be fine with waiting. You didn't seem to recognize that you'd heard my name, my request.
Mm. heard your request. Is there anyone else? Feels like we're reaching the end of this. Go ahead, Ms. Roberts.
Okay. So I'm just going to very, very briefly address the issue with regard to WBAI, because I think I've addressed it before at meetings and certainly also in writing. You know, the people who are bemoaning that they weren't on the PNB for a year, not all of whom were eligible, by the way, because some of them weren't even on the local board the year in which they're claiming they had a right to be on the PNB, have said nothing at all about having boycotted the station's LSB meetings for a full year. Apparently, a year only matters in the life of some bodies, but not others. The former and present majority called a meeting on January 26, 2016, although a meeting had been already noticed for January 27th, and they failed to provide notice to all delegates that there was such a meeting. Then they boycotted. Then they sued. Then they came back in December after the elections, and they concocted a special brew of voters, including people who were not yet seated on the LSB and people who were terming off literally the next day on the LSB, which was an illegal combination per our bylaws, and therefore what came out of that second bogus delegates meeting was also not valid for seating on the PNB. And then when they had set this meeting, they were asked specifically, why are you rushing to try to put together your special mix? Wait until the regular LSB meeting, give proper notice, and we'll have a real election. Even then, they came in without any notice to anybody, not the public, not the people who are eligible to vote, not the people who are eligible to run. So this is the third time in 2016 that they held a bogus meeting. If they continue to insist, well, we had a meeting, and therefore whatever comes out of that meeting should count, it throws everything out the window, because there's a process for how meetings are called and notice is required specifically with regard to elections. But we're talking... I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, your time is up. And it sounded like you were done, which is why I actually said that.
No, no, I wasn't. And I'm sure Alex, when he spoke on the issue, spoke for three times as long, but okay.
Point of personal privilege, Jan Goodman.